How state government plans to fund public schools under Governor Rendell's state budget proposal was the topic of a House Appropriations Committee hearing Tuesday in the state capitol. Representative Bernie O'Neill of Bucks County, a member of the Appropriations Committee, said he feels the governor's plan to flatline funding for many local education programs on one hand, while increasing the overall education subsidy, is a no-win situation for many school districts.
They're flatlining a lot of things. For example, last year they decreased vocational education funding. This year they're flatlining it. They're flatlining special education. And these are all obligations that our school districts have locally. And all these different entities provide phenomenal services to our children. So there's things that they just can't cut. So if you're going to turn around and flatline them or decrease them, locally, that's going to have to be made up. I could see the school district saying, oh, wait a minute, we have to drive more money to the tech school than we normally would, or more money to the IU because the state has cut them. So it's kind of like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
From the state capitol, Mike Davies reporting.